This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. Our show today is about wilderness, how being in the wild changes us, and how we have changed the wild. At Banff National Park in the Canadian Rockies, a super busy highway, the Trans-Canada, cuts through the rugged mountainous landscape. The park is also home to two towns and three ski hills. So, you know, people are doing their thing on skis, on foot, and in cars. That means animals traveling into and through Banff, like grizzly bears, have to deal with a lot. But there are some design solutions that help them make it safely across the highway. Molly Siegel.
Erin Jacob and I walk along a trail in the Rocky Mountains, just east of Banff.
As a kid, I remember seeing roadkill and thinking it was how colossally unfair it was.
So it's no surprise that today, Erin is a biologist. We're on our way to look at a pathway designed for animals to safely cross the Trans-Canada Highway. The trail we're on is popular with mountain bikers, dog walkers, and wild animals. As we near a clearing, Erin stops to look at some scat.
What's that? I actually usually can't help pass without picking up a stick and picking it apart. But it's a little hard to tell, so there's some seeds in it.
It's clearly not from a deer or an elk, and looking closely, she thinks maybe it's a black bear's. But there are about 50 species of animals in Banff National Park. Many of them travel through here. So whatever critter left this scat could have been on its way to the highway crossing Erin and I are looking for.
This is just this little clearing, and then the underpass is at the
At a clearing off the trail, we can see the underpass.
That's the underpass.
It's as if the dirt has been scooped out from under the highway, which passes over the indent like a bridge.
We should stay a fairly good distance away. We're about 30 meters from it right now.
We make sure we don't get too close to this animal throughway.
A huge amount of this depends on people and on our willingness to let animals move the way they need to naturally. For some animals, having a mountain biker come through here, having people running, that can really affect their behavior.
Dedicated pathways, like the one we're looking at, keep animals moving through a landscape fractured with highways and development. That's important both to keep them from becoming roadkill and to maintain ecosystems.
Having animals be able to mate, so having healthy, diverse populations of animals mating. It also means having them move through landscapes and disperse nutrients. So an animal like a bear is really important because they help to disperse nutrients from rivers up into the forests and vice versa. That's what ecology is all about. It's having this interconnected ecosystem.
I go for a ride with another biologist, Tony Clevenger.
You know, these structures are designed to be really site-specific wildlife corridors, and we know that.
He's showing me some of the other crossing designs hidden throughout Banff. Over a wildlife fence, which looks like oversized chicken wire, and down a steep embankment.
We can see just around here, there's a lot of different critters. There's pine martens, there's red squirrels.
This underpass is dark and narrow, a long tunnel underneath a highway.
When you look through here, you could imagine, you know, prey species maybe not being so keen about going through something like this. You know, the visibility is not real good. It's not a lot of light. We know that small, medium-sized critters as well have a hard time going through these because it's, you know, it's completely bare on the bottom. There's no cover for them to get through.
This is one of the first crossings built in Banff in the mid-1980s. Until Tony started monitoring them in 1997, no one knew for sure what species were using these pathways to cross the highway, when, or even how often. Using hair traps, animal tracks, and eventually remote cameras allowed him to see that, yes, animals were using these structures, but use varied by species. As people, we have our favorite travel routes. Maybe it's the scenic highway on a road trip, or a standby commute home. Animals do too.
Wildlife use all different structure types, but there are certain preferences.
Tony's research showed cougars and black bears like these narrow and dark culverts that run under the highway. But he says ungulate species, like elk, deer, and moose, generally prefer to use crossings with more light and visibility.
It's important to think about the other physical aspects of the underpass too, you know, how high it is and and how wide it is and how much light and things like cover leading up to it.
So when Banff National Park built more wildlife crossings, Tony suggested modifications.
From that monitoring, we were able to design structures on this last stretch of highway that meet the needs of the species that are out there.
Now Banff has a few dozen underpasses. The designs are different shapes, heights, widths, and lengths. And then there are the overpasses.
These overpasses now are 20 years old, and
they look like tree-lined bridges.
These big structures are by far the most important.
That's because their data revealed that while male grizzlies used any route possible to cross highways, breeding females, moms with cubs, almost exclusively used the bridges. To maintain genetic diversity and the future of grizzly bear populations, those breeding females need to feel safe crossing highways.
These are very wide structures. They have good visibility. They are the most natural type of structure. You know, some people call these landscape bridges because they look just like the landscape.
Tony has taken what he's learned here in Banff across North America and the world. So if you find yourself cruising through an area like Banff, think of another world of animal commuters taking the bridges across and the underpasses below. For The Pulse, I'm Molly Siegel.